Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, everyone, and welcome onto the show. Welcome on to the show. I am your host, AMC founder, Tamika Newhouse. And today is October 30th, a day before Halloween. And yeah, I'm really excited about this particular time of the year because I love harvest time. Not necessarily like Halloween and stuff like that. I tend to try to stay in the house away from the cuckoo folks. But I love harvest time. Like right now, my porch is, I have like this big thing of hay and like pumpkins all over it. I'm going to put my little scarecrows out. I love harvest time. So without further ado, ladies, how are y'all doing?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm now, good. Y'all hear static on my phone or am I the only one that's hearing static on my phone? Okay, now who moving around? Okay, I'm about to fight somebody. I'm about to reach to the phone and fight somebody. Who's moving around? Who's moving
up? I'm moving around.
Wow. It's not me.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on your back, and you know I would jump on your back.
I am fine. I'm sorry. I have to get back to my office.
Oh, excuse me. Everybody ain't general manager like you. Everybody ain't got
Here we go. But I'm fine tonight.
So
Thank you for asking.
How was last week? How not how the last few days been for you guys?
Well, with me, it's been a little hard. I had a death in my family. My aunt passed away a couple of days ago, so that was really hard. But other than that, with work.
My week's up.
I'm to make a new house.
I don't hear nobody.
I'm here.
So Anne was just talking. So Lee, tell us what's been going on with you the past few days. And Miley posted, if you don't speak up. Oh,
I did. I was just talking.
Yes, you are.
First of all, hey ladies, happy harvest.
Happy harvest.
I've been good the last couple of days. I'm down here in New Orleans, and let me tell you, went out Friday night to a Halloween party, went into the party, hair was up, party was good, came outside, almost fell over, the wind was whipping. I was like, tomorrow on my to-do list, hair down, get the boots out. So I've been loving my winter, and it's not even that cold, but I'm just sad like that. I mean, the weather is just beautiful. So I've been really enjoying the weather. Weather is really nice. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Where are you at again? Where do you live at? It's New Orleans, right?
I'm in the beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana.
I knew it. Yeah, so it's not cold down there or anything like that?
Girl, you know it ain't cold, but you know I got the braids swinging down my back. If I feel wind, I think it's time to let my hair out. Well, it's freezing. It's New York outside as far as I'm concerned.
Wow. So, ladies, we're supposed to be having Miss Allison Edwards on the show, so I'm not sure if we're going to have her on. Everyone knows that Hurricane Sandy tore up the East Coast, and Allison is in New York City. And so I haven't heard from her today, and she hasn't even updated her Facebook page, so I'm thinking that she is not connected with the world. I know very well that she is safe. You know, and that she's good. I'm definitely going to believe that in my heart. So I know that once she hits me up, we're going to reschedule her and get her back on the show. Let me make sure that she's not on the line. Nope, she's not on. So I'm right on point. So without further ado, before we jump into the hot picks, we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, our love for books and, you know, our little journeys or whatever. So before we get into that and our hot books with Miss LaShera Lee, Miss Melody Posa, can you tell us any Delphine news?
What was that?
Can you tell us any Delphine news? What's going on with Delphine?
Well, as far as October, Lies Unleashed came out. Split Image by Anna Black is also out. And Delphine seeking interns for various positions. I guess they would have to talk to you about that, boss lady. And we also need more street team members, so that would help. And lastly, on the 4th of next month, we're going to do our Black Girls Rock Chat, so I'm excited about that. And so far, I think that's it for right now. All this information is on Delphine's blog as well. So,
there you go. Tell me what the
blog is. DelphinePublications.wordpress.com, and it's all on there.
Well, thank you, Miss Lady. Let me piggyback off of that, too, also, because, you know, Delphine is, you know, my baby, my brainchild, so we always try to throw in some news and get some updates on the company, and make sure you guys go out there and get Split Image and Lies Unleashed. We're about to bring out The Knife in My Back, which is going to be a new urban thriller series by Stacey and Lee. So I'm really excited about that. Check us out, Facebook, Delphine Publications, Twitter, at Delphine Pub. 2030 is going to be huge, y'all. Let me say this. We're planning, and Lee, get ready for this because I want you to bring out all of your friends and family. But we're planning a launch party in New Orleans during the Essence Music Festival weekend. So I'm excited
Woo-hoo!
About that.
Yay!
In the city.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be doing, it's called Books and Cocktails. It's an event we're doing every year. This year we hosted in Atlanta.
Wait, Now, thank you for just putting the cocktail part in and I can't attend. Thanks a lot, Tanika. Have one for me.
No, I was going to show up booklet with an empty cup.
Who's going to have an empty cup?
I said I was going to show up booklet with an empty cup so they can fill it. Take it to my cup.
Oh, okay. I was say, not during the event. Make sure your cups stay full.
Oh, what did you say, Ann? What did you say?
What did I say about what?
Are you saying you're not going to be at the books and cocktails? No, she said thank you for adding the cocktails with the book.
Oh, I'm about to say, it's about,
let me calm down, calm down.
No fighting, no fighting.
Hey, Tanika, behave yourself.
Yeah.
But, yes, so those who don't know, we hosted this year in Atlanta. We had Marlo Hampton of the Real Housewives of Atlanta be the host of it. And next year, I'm thinking maybe lean towards having, like, a New Orleans celebrity host it. I'm not sure. We're going to kind of try to work it out. I have a meeting with our new marketing team for Delphine. When I have it? Next week. So I'm excited to see what's going to go on with that.
Great.
And then also, it's kind of like celebrating Anna Black all year long because that's going to be her seventh book. With Delphine,
ooh,
which huge, you know, we're bringing it. We're gonna be celebrating. Oh, shut up! We're gonna be celebrating.
I am so excited about this, Tanika. Did you just say shut up? I'm like, I am so thrilled. I am like, I don't know. I'm nervous every time I write a chapter now because it's like I gotta do the damn thing on this one. So I'm excited. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I love my publishing house. I am like, I can't wait. I'm anxious.
I'm anxious. I'm excited, too. So, I mean, I'm going to have some things planned, and we're going to go all out because we don't know where Anna Black is going to go after this. So, wherever she decides to get all the work in the world, so we got to help push our brand and everything out there. My whole thing is, if you're successful, I'm successful. So, we'll definitely see. But books and cocktails, y'all, during July, 4th of July weekend, in essence, y'all make sure y'all get ready.
Ooh, I'll be legal, too. Yay.
Wait a minute. Back up. Who will be legal?
I don't even know what to do.
I'm over 20.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone. Who is only 20 on this line?
Girl, that's
me. Me, Mariposa.
Oh, my God. I am old enough to be your mother.
You know, you do that same thing.
Well, I'm old enough to be your aunt or your big sister.
Oh, my God, Tanika, put her off the line. Mute her microphone.
Girl, what you got doing this with me? Hey, you stop doing that.
What's that, Tanika?
I said, you don't stop saying it. You used to say the same thing about me.
No, Tanika, honestly, November 29th, next month, I will be celebrating my 40th birthday. So to hear somebody on the line talking about them turning 21, it's disturbing.
40 isn't even that old. That's not old at all.
I didn't say it was old. Wait. No. Never said that. Never said that was old, but 20 is mighty young.
True.
When I hear girls say, I'm just 22, I'm not going to lie, I give them a side eye. I'm like, so what?
Exactly.
But we have another November girl on the phone because I'm in November. I'm making a birthday next month, too.
What's your birthday?
I'm a Scorpio on the 12th, and I'm going to cut up, you guys.
So, Tamika, we should have like a November birthday bash on the line. I mean, on air.
Yeah, and ask Lee how old she is.
Oh, Lord. Is she going to hang up on me?
No.
Lee, how old will you be turning?
I will be a sexy 27 next month.
Oh, so I'm the so I'm the old hen on the line.
You are not an old hen.
So with the grace, your finest wine. You're not the old hen.
Oh God, I am Mother Goose sitting on the line with three young divas.
Yeah, you old girl.
Oh my God, but I'm happy and I feel good. So that's all that matters.
Yeah. So, anywho, let me go off onto the ABC News
And before we jump into our hot picks of the week, I didn't write anything down, so we got to freestyle it. So anyway, you guys know it's the end of the month. So next month on the, no, on the 1st, AMC's website will be updated automatically with new books, new features, and things like that. So make sure that you guys are subscribed to our website at aambookclub.com so that you can get updates on all of our books. Also, next month is, when we come back on the show, it's going to be November. And we have a whole lineup of different artists we're going to be bringing. Well, actually, only one, so let me take that back. We're going to be having Kyla Perrin on the show. Has anybody ever heard of Kyla Perrin?
No.
It's all familiar.
Okay. No. She has written over 45 novels. She's been on Yeah, she's been in the game for a minute. But she's a Canadian African-American. No, What the hell is it?
Is she African-American when she lives in Canada?
Right, because it is North America, so yeah.
So she's a Canadian.
She's a Canadian, but she's black. So anyway.
Right, she's an African-American that lives in Canada. Well, she's a black woman that lives in Canada.
Wow, that was a struggle.
Okay, we established she's a black woman that lives in Canada.
Oh, I said it hard. So, anyway, we're going to be having Kyla Perrin on the show, and I haven't seen her do a lot of interviews and things like that, or even signings within the United States. She doesn't do a lot because she really doesn't have to. Her books have been out there. Even before I got into this industry, I had read one of her books. It was called The Sisterhood Girls or something. I got to look it up. But I have all the information of all what I've read by her when she comes onto the show. But I definitely want you guys to look up. It's Kyla Perrin. Her last name is spelled P-E-R-R-I-N. She's going to be on the show on November 6th. And then on November 13th, we're going to be having an open mic. So we're bringing open mic back. It has been on the show for like 2 years. We already have our lineup set for that. For those who don't know what open mic is, we're going to be doing like crash interviews on like 5 or 6 authors. So those artists are going to be coming on. They're briefly talk about the book, read a snippet, shout out their web link and things like that, and keep it moving. It's kind of like, you know, open mic poetry, you know, where you kind of alternate and the poets come up and read their pieces and then keep it moving. So we're going to be having open mic on November 13th. We're actually going to be doing that every month. I'm trying to see if we're going to do it in December because we have some other stuff planned. Then after that, on the 20th, right before Thanksgiving, which is going to be our last show of the month, we're not going to do a show the last Tuesday in what's called November. I want to give people a break from the holiday. The 27th. So no show on the 27th. Our last show will be on the 20th. And it's going to be our panel discussion. It's called Literary Agents, What's the 411? We're going to be having Regina Brooks on, who is the founder of Serendipity, a literary agency. She's going to be coming on. We're going to be interviewing her and just picking her brain all about, you know, having a literary agency, the benefits of it, how to get one, all of that. So I'm excited about that, and it's all going to happen in November. So you guys make sure that you stay locked to the show. We're going to be having some informative programs for you, some entertainment interviews, things of that nature. And, yeah, we're going to keep it moving. So, oh, and for those who keep asking, yes, the AMBC Literary Awards is about to come back around again, so we're going to get ready to start doing the nominations for that. This is going to be our 6th year that we're doing this.
Yes, okay, ma'am. So,
our 6th year of the AMC Literary Awards. I'm excited about that. So for those who don't know, let me say this real quick. Usually the first couple of years, we're going to our 5th year for the awards. The first 2 years, the awards were announced at the AMC Literary Conference. We had one in San Antonio, one in Chicago. The following years after that, they were announced in Baltimore at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. But for those who don't know, I'm no longer affiliated with the Baltimore Urban Book Festival. I couldn't work with some egos, so therefore I walked away.
Wait. You had to put that out there, Tamika. You had to put that out there.
Of course. Why not?
Details. We want details.
Oh, my Lord. Go ahead.
Because one thing about me, I never put anybody's name in my mouth. I never want to speak on them. But it's kind of like, look at the group of Destiny's Child. You always have that one person that wants that limelight and wants to kind of have, that's the wrong one. Look at the Supremes. They started off
you can say Destiny's Child, Beyonce, then you got Supreme Diana.
But they never said Beyonce in Destiny's Child. But with Supremes, they ended up saying Diana Ross
in a Supreme. So with in this situation, you had someone that was kind of that wanted to mimic already what I had a foundation of. Remind you, this person didn't have any connections in the literary industry at all. And I jumped on the bandwagon, of course, you know, me being so nice that I am. And, you know, I kind of took a back seat and just, you know, kind of gave over the resources because I really didn't want to be that hands-on. But when the day comes where you only want to take credit for something that you didn't solely create, I have to walk away and move on. It's not for me. I'm good. So therefore, I'm not involved with that conference anymore. I will not be putting another conference on. I'm just going to be hosting events throughout the year. And I'm going to be giving the Liberty Awards out on ABC Radio and then sending the artists out their awards. I'm going to keep all of that consistent. But until further notice, I will not be having a physical event for the You have heard it first here on ABC Radio tonight from my mouth.
Okay.
And moving on. Exclamation point. So without further ado, let's go ahead. We're kind of behind schedule, so let's bring on Ms. LaShera Lee so she can tell us about the hot picks of the week. LaShera, go ahead, take it over.
All right. Good evening, ladies. How are you doing?
We are fantastic.
Well, first of all, I want to start off with I love books and I love cocktails, so I would like to go to the Essence Festival next year because you're bringing my two loves together. Now, personally, I really have a glass of Moscato, but, you know, we could work it out some kind of way.
Oh.
We'll work it out.
She's a wine drinker.
Kind of way.
Yay.
Yeah, and look, and Anna, don't feel sorry because I am 40-ish and I'm proud, so you and I can hang together.
I'm
40-ish and proud. Yeah, I'm 40-ish and proud. But I would like to say that Kyla Perrin, she is a great author. I read several of her books, Too Many Count, and you are right. I have never seen her actually interview. And just like you said, Tamika, she really doesn't have to because her work, her body speaks for itself. And she does have, like, what a lot of African-American authors would like. She has a diverse audience. I do know of white people read her. I'm not sure that they know that she's black, but I have seen her books. I'm a school teacher. I've seen her books in the teacher lounge, but I never say a thing. But, you know, I think that a lot of her marketing, you know, that there was a big topic about having ambiguous covers where you don't know if a person is black or white or perhaps not having a person at all. I remember being in Walmart maybe several months ago, and Electra Palm her book Stalker was out. And it wasn't in the African-American section. And it was probably due to the fact that her cover, it was ambiguous. It was just pretty much a silhouette in red. And I saw these white people pick it up, and one white person said, oh, I read that book, and it was wonderful. But they had no idea that it was by a black author. So I was like, you go ahead on with yourself. And it was in the African-American section, and it was selling like hotcakes because she picked the last one off the shelf. And some of her books, with the exception of her Kamani books, of course, you know, Kamani, we know they're African-American, but some of her other books, if you notice, I remember one book, I can't remember the title, but it had like, it was a thriller, but it was erotic suspense, and it was like a red apple, a woman clutching just a red apple, but it was just the arm. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do in this day and time in marketing and publishing. You know, whatever works for you, works for you. But I can't wait for that interview because she is a favorite of mine.
Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to that.
She goes under the radar. Like, her books are everywhere. Know her. Not out there. I mean, she's on Facebook, and I think she does, like, this weekly sexy picture of the week. She's always, you know, she does that. Like, I follow her on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, you know, me and her talk back and forth, you know, converse back and forth often. But, like, I never really see her out there. And I look at her, I'm like, dang, that's the career I want. I want to have 45 books and don't even have to really do a book signing, you know, or a book tour.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, and I think the fact that, you know, that she appeals to a wide, a diverse group of readers, and, you know, probably some readers probably later on figured out that she was African-American, but they were in deep then. They were in too deep. Like, we had this big conversation at work about Shades of Gray, and we don't have a lot. There, you know, it's not a lot of us. You know, it's not enough black teachers to make chocolate milk in my school. So you know, listening to their conversations all the time. And it was like they know I'm a bookie, book club president, have all these book events. So the first thing they asked me, Have you read Shades of Grey? And I was like, why? They said, have you had the author here? I was like, no. I said, you all know I deal with African American authors. And they was like, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I read better in that genre. Truly. I mean, you know, to be honest, you know, it's not the hottest erotic kick I ever had. And, you know, the first book, just in my opinion, you know, I thought it was just so-so. It was blasé. You know, it didn't make me want to go out and purchase, you know, the next two in that trilogy. You know, but, you know, marketing and I guess that the author was in the right place in the right time and people just caught on to it. But I was like, you know, and so I gave them other titles to read. I was like, kind of, if you want to read something, let me give you something that will actually make you go, ooh, la, la. So, you know, I gave them names of different authors that I read, you know, try to get them interested. And, you know, and they was like, well, I've never read her before. And I said, you know, simply it's because I said, you all don't read African-American literature, but it's expected, or you expect me to read Caucasian literature, you know, or mainstream literature. So we got a little deep conversation about that. So a couple of them now are starting to read some African-American literature. Because I told them, I said, you always want me to read something. I said, read something I read, you know, basically. You know, but, you know, that dialogue, I guess, has to exist if we want African-American readers, or we'll say books and publishers to exist, you know. Because it's a tight market out here these days, real tight market. But let me get on with my, I know I'm all over the place. It's been a rough day. I need this right. Help. Had a rough day with first and second grade, honey. But anyway, my hot pick of the week is Joel Sterling, Midnight Cravings. Now, that's another hot subject because typically this is a paranormal novel, and traditionally, African-Americans, we're not known to read a lot of paranormal, you know. Some people have dwelled into the Twilight series and things of that nature. And I know L.A. Bates, you know, she had a very popular series with her vampire series. But other than that, you really can't say a lot of African-Americans read or a lot of African-American authors are really dwelled into the Midnight Cravings. So since this was Harvest or Halloween or whatever you call it, I thought I'd do something, you know, a little different this week, mix it up with Midnight Cravings. Now, I will tell you, it's not for the faint of heart because, you know, there's zombies, werewolves, the undead trying to be dead, or are you dead, all involved in this book. And this book also has a little interracial twang to it, that there's a young man from Haiti that wakes up not knowing that he is the undead until certain things start to happen. And so then you have a young lady who has a legacy, if you will, of witchcraft in her family, and her mother is heavily into witchcraft and Wicca, as they want to term good witches or what have you. But unbeknown to her, she possessed all these powers as well. And so it's through her mother. Her mother is not the greatest witch of all, trying to cast spells, and she finds herself doing what her mother wants to do. And so she finds out that she has this calling, if you will, for witchcraft and the covering. And in between all of that, this young man and young woman, they kind of meet each other. But he's heavily involved. His best friend is a vampire, and he's on a rage. And one of the people that he has his eyes on is actually this young lady's mother. So they begin this little Save the World campaign where they're trying to save people in this small community from vampires, kind of like True Blood meets one of Quan books. It's kind of edgy. It's a little different because it's a paranormal book with an urban twist. So it's kind of trailblazing because it's all over the place. It's not what you typically think. It's not just straight urban, and it's not straight paranormal. It's not romance. It's everything rolled into one. So I will give this book out 5 stars. I will give it 4 because you will really get a good story, a good plot line, and it takes you a little different than what we would see in a Twilight series. So Joel Sterling, Midnight Cravings. So since this is the season, if you want to shop and want to be shopped, pick up this book, Midnight Cravings, Joel Sterling.
Now listen now. I got to speak up real quick because that title right there itself does something for me. Now, I can make Midnight Cravings into an erotica.
Yeah. And you, you know what?
To myself, midnight craving.
You know what? I thought so too. And as Zane presents, so you would think it does do a whole lot of little something, something. This is the first in the trilogy. I think that the next book is called, I'm not quite sure, I think from Forbidden Passions. So it may dwell a little bit too more into that. But right now we're in some heavy padding and so. But it's a whole lot of sexual tension throughout the book. There's a lot of sexual tension, a lot of suspense, and a lot of, my Lord, you know, through the book, because it's fairly graphic in some of the things that occur physically. You're dealing with the undead and the zombies and the vampires. But I do see that another author that I interact with, she has a paranormal type of trilogy books going on. So I always find it fascinating when you have African-Americans dealing with that because, you know, that's not generally, you know, I can go through my book collection and I may have maybe two books, L.A. Banks books or something else dealing with that. So it's always fascinating when I do meet black authors who write paranormal and I ask them, you know, how do they market, you know, for their audience? Because it's generally not us. You know, I have plenty of book clubs. Meetings and when I usually want to make the selection about three times a year a couple of the people make a selection and not once has one person said let's get into this paranormal book or when we get along with other book clubs and we have our little joint sessions not once has anyone asked to read a paranormal book so it's interesting when you do find us reading and writing paranormal.
Wow,
and that's true. Like because we're going to be having. One of our team writers is going to be coming out with, like, a really sci-fi team book, and his name is Stone Erickson. And he's going to be coming out with the book. The book is going to be coming out, like, in March, I want to say. And so this is our first time even tapping into, like, a different genre where it's sci-fi, then also, like, it's written by a teenager, so we have to market it as a teen book as well. So The Black Angel. That's what it is. The Black Angel Studio. That's going to be coming out March. So, like, we're going to be coming out with a lot of different stuff. Like, we're trying to cross over. Like, with Shawana Q, we did the multicultural romance book where the main character.
And you know what? It's very popular. Like, when I go, like I said, book club person, I'm always with other book brats and having little events of my own. And, you know, young teenagers, especially young African Americans, I would say like that. From even like I call them like the young adult to maybe 20, they really like the paranormal and the sci-fi. So I don't think that a lot of African American authors have dealt with it because you know traditionally and stereotypically and historically, people think that that's not our bag. But you know we are not monolithic. We are a diverse group of people,
and
Hunger Games. Have really brought that out where you see, like, when I was in middle school, I had kids who basically didn't really want to read, but they were bringing those thick Twilight books and Hunger Games and things of that nature. So, you know, we have to reach the audience.
Right, and then it gives us the opportunity to cross over because
people
cannot put us in a box anymore because I remember at one point when we had the early people coming out, like, say, the Terry McMillans and the Eric Jerome Dickey's and the Omar Tyree's back when black authors started hitting the mark. Because, we always had Maya Angelou, and she's like maybe like a historic icon. So she kind of been out for a while. So but when we started getting to the romance or urban fiction, we had the Omar Tyree's and the Eric Jerome Dickey and the Elin Harris. So that's what kind of got us put on the map. So once we are diverse. We can do erotica. We can do sci-fi. We can do Christian. We can do anything that any other writer can do. We're capable of doing it. So I agree. And it, like you say, it does broaden our horizons, and there's no limits because readers are just readers. And it shocks me sometimes when I have a Caucasian reader email me or befriend me on Facebook. Like I'm like, oh. I got some Caucasian readers, too, so it's not a black or white thing. Readers just like good books. So whether you write,
exactly.
No matter what you write, if your story is good, people are going to read it.
And, you know, and that's one thing, like, when Marcus, you go to, like, oh, not, I went to Target a couple weeks ago, and I asked about the African-American section. There was no longer African-American section. You know, they have erased the African-American section at my local Target. And I was like, oh, my Lord. But there was one lone book. There were two lone books, actually. There was a Brenda Jackson book, because that was under another, it was under Harlequin Desire. But me being a book brat, I understand and recognize African-American authors. However, they did, and I'm trying to think of the other book. It may have been Electric Carmen book, The Stalker Again, because that her cover was ambiguous. And so I was talking to a friend of mine last week, and she was talking about getting her cover. I said, "Child, put a white woman on there." She started laughing. I was like, "Honey, make it just, you know, don't make it about a." Particularly, you know, for African Americans. She said, "What about my readers?" I said, "Girl, your readers know who you are. I said, you need to attract new people." I said, "Believe me." I said, "I know. I said, I know when your stuff come out, because generally you send me the ARC anyway." But you know, and then I purchased a book for a friend, or we're also reading our book club. But I was like, "I know who you are. You just sell books." You know, I mean, I guess in this day and time of marketing, you got to be smart. You got to be smart with it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And for those new up-and-coming artists out there that's listening who just started a business, it's okay not to even have a picture in your book. We're learning that. It's just get a nice cover. It doesn't have to have not necessarily have to have a picture or photo of a person. You can do graphics. You can do – it's a lot of outlet for cover design. So tap into that. I guess what I want to say, make that designer work. Tell me you want some good new ideas. So you don't necessarily have to have a photo of a person on your cover for to attract readers either. So it doesn't, and then a lot of times you don't have a photo, you kind of can cross over because they're not knowing
exactly
what they're getting into.
And just like what Tamisha was saying earlier on the situation, but she was talking about ego, you know, I think a lot of times people say, you know, like when they finally get on, oh, my goodness, I want my picture on that novel so I can show the big mom, people with sure, my neighbor, my cousin that owed me money. So, you know, they want that recognition. So I think a lot of times you do. I mean, with all of us, with whatever we do, sometimes we have to check and put our egos at the door so we can fulfill our better purpose, you know. And so I think that's very good advice by just getting just a good graphic in general.
Yeah. Well, my name speaks for itself. I don't need no picture. right, Ms. Newhouse? People know who Tamika Newhouse is. People know who Anna Black is. So it's like if that name is there, that's all we need. Because I had, you know what, Tamika? I'm going to make a comment. I'm going to make a comment, then I'm going to turn it back over to Ms. Newhouse. I had to actually post a posting on my blog, on Facebook, and on Twitter to let people know that just because it says Anna Black doesn't mean it's Anna Black. If it doesn't say Delphine Publications, it is not an Anna Black book. Next year, we'll be moving on to something else, but y'all will know it. Because I kept getting emails from it's a new book that came out just recently called Something Moments or something like that. But I kept getting emails asking, was that my book? Is that my book? And I'm like saying to myself, why does this person just pick my name? You know? And Goodreads automatically put that book on my page. And I'm like, this is not even my book. So it's a lot of people like was thinking it was my book, but it's not my book. So you'll know an Anna Black book. My name pretty much is the same on each cover. So if you don't see it, recognize that form is not an Anna Black book.
I agree.
I hear you.
And it also, it goes without being said, once you start making, you know, making a stamp on this industry, you don't have to say anything. You know, like, they already know. I don't have to say anything. Like, the other day, I Facebooked the other day, and I said, you never, ever see me say, Tamika Newhouse presents AAMBC. I don't never say that. Like, I don't have to say that. Either you know that I operate AAMBC or you don't. I will introduce myself as a founder, and I actually do like 90% of the work. But I will always say we here at ABC. But you be like, who's we? You don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about it. Like, you just automatically know. So it just goes without saying. Some folks just want to have, you know, glory. They just want their name to kind of be plastered on everything. So I don't want to have to be affiliated with that. So
Anyway, Michelle, before we let you go tonight, let us know where people can find you on Facebook and Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter at Read You Later and on Facebook just under Plain Old with Shirley Lee. And I hope you ladies have a wonderful evening, and I enjoy the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I have one more announcement.
As you know, go ahead and tell them about
More announcement before we close out. Around the holidays, we have something cracking. So for the month of December, we're going to do our big 12 Days of Christmas, and we're going to showcase our lovely and talented authors from our home publishing house, Delphine Publications. We're going to set it up where we're going to be showcasing two authors a day, because I think we have like 14 authors now. So since Tamika and I are part of those 14 authors, we're going to be on the show anyway. So we're going to showcase two of our talented authors a day, let them talk about their release works that they already have out and what's up and coming for them, and get to know them on a personal level around our holidays of Christmas. So you guys be looking forward to us putting something out for you guys to know when we'll start our first segment for that 12 Days of Christmas.
Yay.
I'm excited. And so you can't forget Natalie Reposa.
I can't. That's why she's on the line. Mary Posa is on the line. She's going to be included. She's going to be a part of it. So we don't know which day which author is going to be on, but we will keep you guys posted.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, now, I think that's pretty much it. So as I say, we will be back on next Tuesday with Ms. Kyla Perrin. I think I was saying her name wrong anyway, but I'm going to be putting out some information on who she is and everything that she's been doing. You guys go to our main radio website at blogtalkradio.com/AAMBC and click follow on the site so that you can be aware when shows are scheduled. It also sends you a reminder up until like an hour when the show is about to come on the air live. Also, make sure you go to our website at AAM Book Club and subscribe, so that you can be up to date on the books and things that we're reading, things like that, our virtual book tours, our book of the month, things like that. Without further ado, Lee, my poster, Anna, we're going to call tonight. Ladies, be blessed and stay warm.